Coronavirus-related slowdowns and closures of meatpacking plants around the country have made it hard to find beef, pork, or chicken at grocery store chains. But as Brian Grimmett of the Kansas News Service reports, the supply chain difficulties are creating an opportunity for local food producers.
For the last 2 months, employees at Walnut Valley Packing in El Dorado, Kansas, have been working extra hours, including Saturdays, cutting, grinding, and packaging meat to try and keep up with a sudden and unexpected spike in demand.
I think the first time in March when somebody walked into, you know, Walmart or Dillon's and saw that there's no meat, I think, you know, people kind of freaked out.
That's plant manager Matt Carcelloe. He says, luckily, before the pandemic, the small family-owned beef, pork, and game processor was preparing to open up a second storefront in a nearby town. That meant they had an entire store's worth of inventory in the freezer ready to go. But even that was barely enough to meet demand, as they quickly sold out of everything.
We've had a lot of new customers come through the door that might not have came in otherwise, so it's been an opportunity for us to see a lot of new faces.
He says a lot of that is just people trying to find meat anywhere they can, but he also says it's an opportunity.
I think this has just kind of opened a lot more people's eyes, you know, to, you know, where is my meat coming from? Or, hey, there's these small processors out there that, you know, can offer a different product or some of these unique products that a lot of us smaller places do.
It's not just their storefront that's seeing increased demand either. Walnut Valley also processes meat for local cattle ranchers who turn around and sell it under their own private label. It's called direct marketing. Usually, those ranchers can get meat processed in about a month. Currently, Walnut Valley's first open slot is in May of next year. Linda Peachin Long is one of Walnut Valley's customers. She and her husband operate a cattle ranch in the Flint Hills. They sell their meat under the name Graze the Prairie through an online store and at a few local farmers markets. She says business has never been better.
We are really struggling to meet demand of our product, which is a good problem to have, I guess, but it's, you know, it's also, I really feel like I want to help everyone get product, right?
Outbreaks of COVID-19 at some of the United States' larger beef processing plants likely slowed production, so cattle ranchers are turning to smaller processors. But there are only a few dozen left in Kansas, and Peachin Long says the new guys are taking spots from people like her who have been doing direct marketing for years.
Right now, we're looking at not having summer sausage for Christmas because we usually schedule that for processing in October, and they are booked through January or February of next year.
And it's not just local beef producers seeing increased demand. The coronavirus appears to be pushing people to consider buying from other local producers, too, at least more than they normally would. Other than a few people wearing masks, a recent trip to the Old Town Farm and Art Market in Wichita looked surprisingly normal.
Over the past 3 weeks, I've had consistent crowds showing up. Everyone's being very respectful of space between other customers, and I think just happy to get out in the fresh air and sunshine and do some shopping.
That's Luke Snow. He's the president of the market. He says while the pure number of people attending is a little lower than normal, sales have been through the roof. He says the coronavirus impacts at large food suppliers have made the selling points of locally produced food, like knowing where it comes from, if chemicals were applied, and who has handled it, more appealing than ever. At the Kansas Grown Farmers Market across town, Jill Steinmates with Natural to the Core says they've seen lots of new customers this year. She says she thinks one reason is because people feel safer at the market.
I feel like it's because it's in the open and actually people are not touching everything like they would in a grocery store.
Peachin Long, who has booths at both markets, says she hopes if any good comes from COVID-19, it's that the newfound relationships between people and producers sticks beyond the pandemic. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Brian Grimmett in Wichita.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KCUR, KMUW, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy.